Chapter 42. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Bitachon lasts forever. The Chovas HaLevavos now extends our focus past this world, onto the world to come, and finds yet another disadvantage of the alchemist in comparison to the Baal Bitachon. The alchemist's ability will not accompany him to his final destination. But one who relies on Hashem will enjoy his benefits in this world and the next. This is a major point, a powerful concept that we must pause to appreciate. Most people look at Bitachon as a means to an end. Let's take a classic, innocuous, typical Brooklyn example to illustrate this. Imagine that a person can't find a parking spot at a wedding. So after circling the block a few times, he says to Hashem, "Please help me find a parking spot." Just then, right in front of the wedding hall, someone pulls out and he pulls in, "Beautiful, thank you, Hashem." What is that spot worth? Well, he didn't have to park it at a hydrant, which would have cost him a $150 parking ticket. Neither did he have to park in the garage for $50 or $60. But is that all he got for his bitachon? Says the Chovas HaLevavos, when we turn to Hashem and exercise our bitachon, in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, the reward is worth more than anything we were asking for. The bitachon is worth more than the benefit we requested and received. And even if we didn't receive what we requested, we received the value of bitachon we exercised. The point, says the Beis HaLevi, is to know that we are fulfilling a positive commandment with our bitachon. The reward for that mitzvah will be with us forever. As we go through the ups and downs of our day, doing it with bitachon makes all the difference in the world, because we are constantly acquiring merit that will be with us forever. We can't fathom the reward this brings, because we don't understand the meaning of a world that lasts forever. Rav Matzio of Solomon tells a story that's been documented in other places as well about the Chafetz Chaim. Once there was a terrible lack of food and people couldn't put bread on the table. The rabbis held an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. One very pure boy had a suggestion. He noted that the rabbis always spoke about how much one day of tefillin was worth. Therefore, they should cash in one day's reward for tefillin in exchange which Hashem would give them food. The Chafetz Chaim smiled. He explained to the boy that this would be like a little boy winning a lottery ticket for $380 million. He is paid with a check, but he doesn't understand its value. All he knows is that it's enough to buy some candy. Therefore, he takes his check into the candy store and picks out the biggest lollipop. When the proprietor tells him that the lollipop costs 30 cents, the boy hands the man the check. "I can't possibly give you change for this amount," the man says. "Just keep the check," says the boy. He doesn't care. He just wants the lollipop. But the store owner can't do that. He's been taking advantage of the child's innocence. It would be thievery. The Chafetz Chaim told the boy that he didn't realize what one day's filling is worth. It's worth millions. And that's why the Gemara in Kedushin says, there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world. What we are getting down here isn't really a reward. If a person has bitachon and has a good day in business, that's not a reward, says the Rambam. When the Torah tells us that if we keep Hashem's status, we'll have rain and blessings, and that's not a reward. Hashem is just giving us the resources to help us serve Him. It's like a man who's on a business trip for his company and gets to sit in the first class. The upgraded flight isn't his payment. It's just a side benefit to make it easier for him to do his job. If a worker has to stay at the office late one night and the boss orders him dinner, that's not a payment. These are side benefits, not the rewards. There is no reward for mitzvah in this world, which means that there isn't a reward for bitachon, because bitachon is a mitzvah like all others. The Chovas HaLevavos assures us that it is with us forever. The pasuk says, "V'habotech b'Hashem chesed yisovevenu." As for one who trusts in Hashem, kindness surrounds him. The schus of the mitzvah is with us in this world and in the next world. Even though sometimes we understand that having bitachon will show us the way to recognize the reward, those rewards in and of themselves are only secondary. They're nice, they make it enjoyable, they make it visible to us that there's a reward. but the ultimate, the greatest reward is the bitachon in itself. Having bitachon, being able to recognize Hashem in each and every situation, is the greatest reward of bitachon that there is. Let us enjoy that understanding and that recognition and continue to find the bitachon as the greatest reward that we have.